Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for attending my channel. It's another horrendous day in Gaza. The suffering of the people of Gaza is really beyond compare at the moment. I know there are other conflicts around, the Yemen conflict, for instance, which is really underreported. And the Ukrainian conflict is terrible as well. It's not on the scale of what's happening in Gaza. I mean, proportionally, if you consider Gaza's got about 2,100,000 people. Mercifully, a few Gazans have been let out since the war commenced. But it was also predictable, and the Israelis were told not to distribute aid themselves. They should have had the United Nations do it. So they're doing this on purpose. It's another excuse to murder Palestinian civilians. The other thing is that when the aid is get through at all, it's going to be to the strongest. So they want more children to be starved to death, more elderly people, more disabled people, and so on. More pregnant women, it's fit young men when it comes to this scramble survival are going to do it because this is going to bring out the beast in people. It's life or death. It's me or her. And I'm just going to grab it off her because I'm maddened by hunger, have to think about my own family, blah, blah, blah. So turn ordinary people who are usually merciful and decent into absolute maniacs because they're driven insane by hunger. It's extremely cruel. Now, so and then I saw an interview. It was Christiane Amanpour speaking to the Ukrainian, not Ukrainian, sorry, Israeli deputy defense minister. She said, no, there's no malnutrition. Tell the most barefaced lies shamelessly. What I'd like her to ask is, cutting off all food causes malnutrition, doesn't it? How could it not? I mean, what is the purpose of cutting off all food if other than that? And Gaza has no food production. It's one of the most densely populated areas on Earth. It's mostly desert. How could they possibly produce food? So it's all brought in. So it's to deliberately starve them. And even less then is going to get through to the hostages. And some of them might die of malnutrition as well. So it really is horrific. And then the lack of criticism from the United States government is also sickening. At least some Western European governments have denounced this as a genocide, what it is, like the Irish government we have. Now, they haven't killed the entire population of Gaza. Though I don't think they're trying to go that far. They've only killed a bit over 2% of the population of Gaza, or is it a bit about 3%, yeah? And then they could go further. And obviously, not anti-Israeli in the least. They're a good, noble, morally upstanding Israelis who say mercy, even though they want to destroy Hamas, say no, we cannot have a war on civilians, and so on. So these are people who advocate for the worthiest principles of Judaism, for valuing human life. So no one should be mistreated for his or her race, religion, nationality, color, citizenship, and so forth. That ought to go without saying. And there's flagrantly racist rhetoric from a lot of Israeli politicians. And Hamas is like that as well, wanting to kill all Jews. Absolutely despicable. So this conflict goes on. So the International Committee of the Red Cross has confirmed that 21 people were dead when they arrived at their field hospital. Okay, and there are over 179 wounded. Unfortunately, some of the dead will succumb to their wounds very likely. So the Israeli Defense Forces said that its soldiers hadn't fired on people near the aid center. So where did they shoot them and why? And they said that armed and masked men were throwing stones and shooting at civilians collecting aid in Khan Yunis. What? So that would have to be the IDF. Why on earth would Hamas do that? I mean, Hamas scarcely exists. So the seven have been killed. Goodness. It really is sickening, and it is very cruel. They could have distributed food aid properly. And that's why I think other countries should take a lot of these Gaza refugees. And it is disgraceful that Gulf Arab countries haven't done this. Very rich countries like Qatar, which actually backed, financed Hamas, helped cause this problem. They should take in lots of Palestinian refugees. They have hundreds of thousands of guest workers anyway. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, they all could. Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman. Between them, they could easily absorb 2.1 million Gazans. And okay, the Gazans, I suppose, would lose their home in Gaza forever, but they would at least be safe. Looks like they may lose it anyway, but they wouldn't have a decent place to live. Well, so much for Arab fraternity, the 26 countries of the League of Arab States, or, the United Kingdom with its Balfour Declaration. contributed to this problem. And I know it's over a century ago, an awful lot of decisions have been made since that the United Kingdom had no say in, but the UK should take some and has taken very, very few. Germany, if it weren't for the Holocaust, the State of Israel might not have been founded. Austria was part of Germany at the time. And I know this is fallacy. Austria was Germany's first victim. The majority of Austrians wanted to join Germany in 1938. Now, it wasn't 99% like the Nazis announced, but it would might have been 59%, but no one disputes it was a majority. Anyway, and there were some Austrians who were enthusiastic members of the SS Totenkopfverbände. So there's no collective guilt. I'm not saying that all Austrians are guilty or even most. No, absolutely not. And almost nobody alive now was involved in the Holocaust in any way. People shouldn't be punished. But if we're going to take some historical responsibility, Austria should also take some Palestinian refugees. The 2.1 million could easily be absorbed within the borders of these countries. I'm very proud we in the Republic of Ireland have taken some. We could take a few more. We mustn't forget that what's now the Irish Republic was part and parcel of the United Kingdom at the time. So therefore, the Balfour Declaration is part of our historical heritage too. Okay, free Ukraine. Is doing a great job when they're actually clowning. Gosh, these people, who's, I don't know who you think is clowning. So it is very dispiriting, I'm sad to say, unsurprising and so on. So the IDF firing at civilians yet again. Médecins Sans Frontières has confirmed this. Two patients shot dead while simply trying to get food. It is sickening. It is so cruel, and there's really just no end in sight. Now, the Israelis, they don't allow international journalists into Gaza. I wonder why not? Because they want to cover up their crimes, because they are ashamed of the sickening crimes that they are committing against Palestinian civilians. So all the people with gunshot wounds, all the people with shrapnel wounds, I mean, from these bullets and so on, they were you can sometimes determine who fired them. So the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation said it has handed out 4.7 million meals this week. Now, 4.7 million meals amongst 2.1 million people, well, that'd be 3 meals a day. Well, let's just call it 2 million. That'd be 6 million meals times seven. So you do the maths. So how many is that? What is 6 times 7? So it's 42, right? 42 million. And they've only handed out a fraction of that. They've only handed out 4.7 million meals. So a little over a tenth. Let's be generous, say 15%, 1.5% of what's needed. So you see where there's malnutrition, and then the vulnerable are most likely to die. Well, I'm so lucky to live where I am in peace. It's horrendous that Tel Aviv gets away with this, and Netanyahu is still doing this, and then has the nerve to say that the IDF is the most moral army in the world. And of course, there will be decent people in the IDF. Good people do bad things. They go along with that of group solidarity, afraid to be denounced as a traitor. They show any humanitarianism towards Palestinians and so on, blinded by rage, infuriated by the murder of their relatives and things like that. There's the my side bias, dehumanizing the enemy. Goodness. Well, I wish there would be peace with justice, and I don't have any easy answers. Thank you for watching my channel. Do what you can to save the people of Gaza.